We turn our attention now to Kapitel Chof Ches, Tehillim, Psalm 28, which again is part of a series which began back on Kapitel Chof Hei, 25, which begins just plain Ledovid, not Mizmor Ledovid, not Ledovid Mizmor, but just Ledovid. And again, following Rav Shem Shneurfel Hirsch, this is David at his simplest. This is David getting straight to the point. This is David expressing the simple thoughts and emotions which he experienced during his eventful life. For Radak, this Kapitel Chof Ches is really a continuation of the previous one, of Chof Zayin. Now, Chof Zayin was the famous Kapitel Tehillim LeDavid, Hashem Odi VeYishi. And the theme of it, again following Radak, was that David is saying, I don't want to stop with just being victorious at war, because being victorious at war means being involved in war all the time. Being victorious and successful materially means you've got to be involved in material things all the time. I want p'nai. I want a respite from all sorts of material occupations, including war, because I want the time to be able to be shifty beveis Hashem, lachzos benoam Hashem, liros betuv Hashem. I want time for my spiritual development. For Radak, Chof Ches is a continuation of this theme. David calls to God, grant my she'elo, grant my bakosha, words of Radak, lahashkito me iskei ha'olam, to give me the tranquility, the peace from the busy of life, and give me the time sheyihyeh panui lehisasek b'tzorchei hanefesh shehi avodas ha'elokim. Give me the time to be free, to be involved in spiritual matters. And not only that, but furthermore, if I can be involved in spiritual matters, through them, I can get closer to God and achieve forgiveness. And therefore, David calls to God and says, "LeDavid." Elecho Adonai Ekrot Suri Al Techerash Mimeni, Pentecheshem Mimeni, Nimshalti Im Yor Devor. God, listen to my prayer, the prayer of the last capital. Don't be silent. Don't be silent. Don't turn a deaf ear, because if you do, I'm going to be no better than those who descend into the pit. Meaning, I won't have the time to develop. I won't have the time to do tshuva properly. I will just fall down the slippery slope. Therefore, Shema kol tachanunoi b'shavi eilecha. Therefore, God, listen to the sound, the voice of my beseeching when I cry out to you, meaning I want to get closer to you. B'nosi yodai, when I lift my hands up. Radak. Kimavakesh ezer me acher, when a person is desperate and wants another person's help, he lifts his hands up like a baby. Pick me up, save me. Sheperes lo yadoshi yakablehu biezroso, says the Radak, who lifts his hands up, hoping the other person will pick him up. God, do that for me too. When I raise my hands, el devir kotshecho. Rav Shem Shneurfel Hirsch has an interesting translation of the phrase devir kotshecha, because he notes that devir is related to the word dibur or davar, and therefore he translates devir kotshecha as the abode of thy word in thy sanctuary. Devir is the abode of thy word, of God's word. Now this is what David wants. He wants connectedness, not just salvation. Al timshecheni im rishoyim, do not draw me, do not pull me, which for Radak is a nice way of saying, do not let me die, do not let me be pulled, where we're all ultimately pulled. Im rishoim, with the wicked, v'im po'ali oven, and with those who do bad things. Those people who are dovrei shalom imreyehem, who speak words of peace to their neighbors, but v'ro'o bilvavam, in their hearts, they have no good intentions. The words of Radak, Rov Horoshoim Eino Megalim Atzmon. Most Rishoim, most wicked people, don't let you know that they're wicked. They don't wear special uniforms as they do in the movies to indicate who's the bad guy. But rather they look fine on the outside. Dovrei Shalom Imreyehem. Inwardly, Ro'a Bilvavam. God, pay them back. You're the only one who really knows what's inside of them. The words of Radaki, Ein Yodei Alevovam Ela Ato. God, you who know their inner thoughts, who know their intentions, who can't be fooled by outer disguises, Ten Lahem Kefo'olam, give them what they deserve. Uchroa Malalehem, give them, pay them back for their deeds. Kemaase Yodeihem Ten Lahem, give them measure for measure. Mida Keneged Mida Hashev Gemulam Lahem. And what is their sin? An interesting one. Kilo yavinu el pu'ulos Hashem v'el ma'aseh yodov. They don't contemplate God's work, God's handiwork, what God has accomplished. Yehesem v'lo yivneim. So therefore, God, destroy them, don't let them build up. Their sin is not murder, it's not theft, it's simply not using one's intelligence to reflect upon this glorious world and the Creator behind it. Radak draws our attention to the famous words of Chazal Maseches Shabbos Daf Ayin Hey on a similar pasuk in Yeshaya Capital Hey, which reads, V'eis poal Hashem lo yabitu u'ma'aseh yodov lo ro'u. Yeshaya Hanavi criticizes very harshly those who do not gaze at God's handiwork and do not see His accomplishments. And Chazal say, that's a person, ze she'eino mechashev b'tkufos uv'mazalos. That's a person who doesn't use his wisdom to reckon the signs of the heavens, the constellations of the heavens, the zodiac signs and their meaning, the tekufos, the astronomy which lies behind our luach, our calendar, etc. It's a mitzvah to reflect. And here David tells us these people don't do that. After all, says Radak, Hahavonova Hahashkoho Befulos Hashem Uvamaase Yodov, the study, the careful study of God's nature, God's handiwork, He may avodas Elokim. It's part of worshiping God. And these people don't do that, so God defeat them. And then David says, as if he's already experienced what he's looking for, Baruch Adonai ki shoma kol tachanunoi. According to Radak, this again refers back to the last capital of yesterday, Capital Chaf Zayin. Achas shoalti me'eis Hashem, oso avakesh. I want God, one thing from God, shifti b'veis Hashem, to be able to have the luxury, the freedom to really get involved in avodas Hashem and spiritual work. Now, in Pasuk Vav, David says, thank you, God. You've listened to my prayers. You've done it for me. Hashem, uzi umogini, bovo tachli bivene ezorti. God is my strength, my shield. I trusted in Him, and He helped me. Vaya'aloz libi, and my heart, again for a dark heart here means my intelligence is ya'aloz. My intelligence is happy. I'm so deeply happy. Even my seichel is happy. The Somach HaSeichel, says, writes the Radak, Shenifradna Yiske Ha'olam, V'yiyelo P'nai Lehisasek B'darchei Ha'olokim. My intellect is happy, V'yaloz Libi, because I no longer have to use my intellect to achieve material accomplishments. I don't have to use my intellect to earn a living. I don't have to use my intellect to win a war. I don't have to use my intellect for anything else but Darchei Ha'olokim. So V'yaloz Libi, my heart, my seichel, my intellect is indeed gladdened. And what am I going to give God? David gives God that which he does best. Song. Umishiri ahodenu. I will thank God through my song. Hashem ozlomo. Now here the Radak has a stunning interpretation. Suddenly, in these last two psukim, ches and tes, David turns from his own individual person, his own quest for the spiritual, his own attainment of the spiritual, and now he prays for the nation, for the people. Why? Radak suggests
that since David now is sitting in the Beis Medrash, who is going to lead the people? Who is going to help them? Who is going to be their military leader? So therefore, David prays, Hashem Ozlamo, God, see to it that you give them the strength that they need, because I am being Yoshev Beveis Hashem. I am sitting in your house. I'm busy learning, I'm busy composing to Ilim. So God, Hashem Ozlamo, you be their strength. Umaoz Yeshuos Mishicho Hu, and you be for them what I once was. That's how Radak interprets it. Shehashem Yehiye Oz Lamo Li Yisrael Kamo Shehoya Ma'uzi B'tseisi Imohem Lamulchama. Just as I was had the benefit of your strength when I went to war, now that I'm not going to war anymore, I'm retired, so to speak, I'm just doing Avodas Hashem, God, see to it that they have the strength they need. Hoshia Esamecha. So God, save your nation, save the people. Ura'im, uvoreches nachlasecha, bless your inheritance. Ura'im, and guide them, shepherd them, v'naseim, and lift them up. Ad ha'olam, as Radak concludes, bein bimei chayai, bein acharei mosi, in my lifetime, and after my death, kol yimei olam, help the Jewish people. So David here, in Kapitel Chav Ches, has achieved what he's looking for in Kapitel Chav Zayin. In Kapitel Chav Zayin, he's desperately asking, Achashoalti, Osavake, Shifti Beveis Hashem, I want time for my spiritual development. Here, he has it, but he doesn't want to abandon his responsibilities. And so he says, God, since I'm busy with my own personal spiritual growth, you be the one to make sure that Am Yisrael has what they need materially, because I'm not there to help them with that anymore. So we come to the conclusion of Perek Chof Ches.